guys. He's here.
How you doing, Coach?
Good, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Any update on Michael?
What I told our media was that Michael will not practice today. He's still in phase one, but he's getting closer to that phase two. And for me to sit here and tell you what all that is, I probably need a doctor to do it, but he's making progress, but he's not there yet.
You got to, not delving too deep into the phases, but is he ahead of LaShawn at this point?
I would tell you he's ahead of LaShawn.
Okay.
Today. You never know what's going to be tomorrow. So.
Andy, speaking of Michael, obviously you guys are going up against Cam Newton, and you've had two quarterbacks that have kind of helped mold a younger generation of quarterbacks coming up, and Cam has often talked about Michael Vick being one of his idols. How have you seen the influence of Michael Vick and both Donovan McNabb on this new generation of quarterbacks coming into the league?
Well, I know Michael and Cam had an opportunity to talk at the Maxwell Awards and before Cam was drafted, and so I saw their interaction. I was sitting there with them, and Michael had some good advice for him coming up as a young quarterback in this league, and Mike's one of those guys that's willing to share things, so it was good advice for him. And then Donovan was, like Michael, was a great example to a young quarterback coming in that not only had the ability to run the football, but also the ability to throw the football. And just watching how he went about his business, I can't help but think was a positive for Cam. And the career speaks for itself.
How much of film have you seen of Carolina, and what are you seeing out of the Panthers?
Well, I've watched all their games, so I've both sides of the ball, and I'm a big Ron Rivera fan, so I think he's doing a good job. He's got a young football team there that's very explosive, and they're doing some good things defensively. I'm proud of Sean McDermott and the job that he's doing. They've got a defense that's creating turnovers, and they're flying around and playing hard and doing a nice job. He's had a couple key injuries in there, but they're still playing very well. The guys that have stepped in have done a nice job. Young linebackers are flying around. So. And offensively, they've got the piece right there to build with, and the quarterback, and not everybody has that. People have to have patience with young guys, and that position takes a while to fully develop. So it's, it looks like an exciting future for Ron.
Andy, you talk about Ron's future. He's a guy who's with uncertainty here with them going to be hiring a new GM. Is it tough to know, whether a guy is got what it takes to be a successful head coach after just 2 years?
Well, listen, I know Ron very well, so I think he's wired the right way, and so I like the things they're doing. That's all I can tell you. I look at it from a coaching standpoint and from afar here, but I'm also preparing to play them, and I'm preparing to play a good football team that's had some tough breaks. So that's how I kind of look at it through those eyes, but. I think he's a good football coach.
Was trying to figure out how you guys first crossed paths.
Well, actually, I was a coach and he was a player, I kind of watched from afar, and then when I took the job here, I knew some people that knew him. And so I had done some homework on him, and I wanted to bring in a young linebacker coach that was smart and had experience, being a player. And I brought him in from the Oregon of Chicago, and also Leslie Frazier, who had played with Ron, I brought both of those two in, and Leslie did the secondary. Ron did the linebackers.
Any good stories about young, Ron as a young coach, Andy?
Well, I'll tell you, he was always in Jim Johnson's hip pocket, and that's a positive thing. So he really studied Jim and how Jim went about his business, and I think that's really helped him throughout his career. You know, he played for a great head coach at Chicago, and he, you know, he's able to observe how Mike did his thing, and you know, when Ron played there, nobody did it better than Mike did. He had great defense. He was able to be around Buddy Ryan and that group, and so it's just, he's a sharp guy, good football coach.
You mentioned Sean earlier. Andy, how much do you stay in contact with him? And his defense looks, you know, looks pretty different, I guess, than you know, how he studied and who he studied under up there with Jim.
Well, actually, there's some similarities, actually.
Yeah.
There's some things that are some of the blitzes that he uses and when he used them. You know, Jim didn't blitz a lot, but when he did, it was at crucial times and the physical way that they play the game and the alignments that they play up front are very similar. And, you know, Sean coached all the positions with the exception of the defensive line, so he knows the secondary in and out, both corner and safety position. He knows the linebacker position in and out, and he, you know, he's a William & Mary grad, so you're talking about a smart kid here. And it was good for him to get. He went to school here. High school in Philadelphia, grew up here, and then worked for the Eagles. It was great for him to get another opportunity and show all of his stuff, and he's doing that. He's doing a nice job with that.
Andy, we'd be remiss if we just didn't ask you about what you're dealing with. You've been such a, you know, the face of that franchise for so long. How do you compartmentalize things and, you know, keep it from becoming a distraction for your team and your staff?
Well, you focus on getting better every day. That's what you try to do, and you try not to go any further than that. So that's how I go about my business, and I want these kids here to be successful, and I want to put them in the best position that they can possibly be in to be successful, and I want my coaches to do the same, so that's where my focus is.
Andy, your rookie at quarterback, Nick Foles, how, you know, he had a rough go of it last week, but how have you, the coaching staff and the players, tried to rally around him and try to give him a little more confidence going forward?
Well, listen, if he has an opportunity to play this week, I mean, he has an opportunity, you know, and if you really look at that, he has an opportunity to play in the National Football League one more time. I mean, how many guys would dream of doing that? So, he'll practice today, and he'll practice with the ones today. Michael will not practice, so he'll be out there, and you cherish every minute of it. And then you study, and you make sure that you know your stuff, and get better every day. And if you have an opportunity to play this week on Monday night there, then do a better job than you did last week, and learn from your mistakes. And here we go. So that's the approach you take.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Andy. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, guys. Take care.